From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The FBI investigates the mass shootings as terrorism. The assistant chief of the FBI's Los Angeles office, David Bowditch, said Friday a number of pieces of evidence, including crushed cell phones found near the shooting site, have turned up to make it a terrorist act.
We have retained those cell phones, and we do continue to exploit the data from those cell phones. We do hope that the digital fingerprints that were left by these two individuals will take us towards their motivation.
Now, David Casely is an attorney for the family of Syed Rizwan Farooq. He criticized the FBI's characterization as premature, saying he's not seen any solid evidence that either Farooq or his wife were connected to terrorism.
And all there is thus far is some nebulous thing that somebody looked at something on Facebook. I mean, any one of us may have looked at something on Facebook. It doesn't mean we believe in it.
Now, Farooq and his wife, Tashfeen Malik, killed 14 people and wounded 21 at a Christmas party held Wednesday by an agency helping the developmentally disabled in San Bernardino, California. The couple was killed in a gun battle with police. A prayer vigil was held at a mosque in Riverside, California, the very mosque attended by Farooq. Amir Abdul Malil says he knew Farooq and knew him well.
I'm hurt because this, like I said, I've been coming here for 25 years. And almost everybody in the community knows me, but they don't have a personal relationship with me like he did. I have his phone number. He would call me and check on me. Brother, how are you doing? Do you need anything? My car has been sitting in the parking lot for a year, and no one offered to help me, and they know me. But this brother told me, just get the money for the parts.